This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And don't forget on iTunes, this is critically important for the show, to leave a five-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Now, let's just once again.
We literally cut the federal.
There's no need to use that word. No need to use that word. Democrat AGs call on Biden administration to crack down on gas stoves. The future of America is the future of what state AGs will and won't do with their power. That is the bottom line. Democrats, communists, figured out some time ago that the real power was finding the prosecutor, the DA, the AG, who will do your bidding, because they will prosecute who they please. They will turn loose who they please. The real power is seizing the legal system. They figured that out. That's an ugly place to be. You want to be a nation where as much as possible justice is blind, all that. That's an ugly place to be. But that is where we are. This is another reason I tell you about your blue state. The blue states are simply going to declare war, legal war. That's what's crazy about it. It'll be legal on everything good and decent. So the red states are going to have to do the same. It's just be wild. All right. I haven't done any email. Well, I've only done like two, and I thought it was going to be an email roundup show. Shut up, Chris. But we're digging into it starting now. Yay. El Menu Whisperer, to the point, oh, by the way, I need to pause on this for a second. Sorry, I'll get back to it in a second. Yeah, I will, Chris. So everyone by now knows, everyone on the planet knows that I'm the Menu Whisperer. I'm the greatest orderer of food, really ever, probably who's ever lived. Was there somebody better before me? Maybe, but I don't know him. So I assume I'm the greatest one ever. I look at a menu, it makes sense to me. I know what to order. I can spot the tells. It's the little things on there that, like, sometimes here, for instance, this is a great example. You want a little menu whisper tip? You sit down at a restaurant, someplace nice, like Cheesecake Factory, and you look at the menu, and maybe you'll see little highlights on the menu where it'll put a star or something beside it. And then you look at the bottom and then it'll say something to the effect of Cheesecake Factory specialty. Those are almost never good. You know why they put that on there? You know why they put that on there? Because they want you to order that item because that's a high profit item. It's all about the profit. And I'm not against restaurants making profit, but that's not on there because it's a specialty item. Your Kung Pao chicken is not special, okay? Everybody's got Kung Pao chicken. There ain't nothing special about yours. That's just the one you have the highest margins on. That's a little tidbit from the Menu Whisperer. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked, so I want to get back to my important story. The other night, we went out to eat. It was last Friday night or something like that. We went out to eat as a family. Brand new restaurant. And I ordered something. And the restaurant screwed up the order. All right? The restaurant screwed up the order. And there was the wife sitting there like a snot saying, "Oh, good work, Menu Whisperer. It was, oh, Chris, it was so horrible. It was so rude, really." El Menu Whisperer. To the point, my wife orders a really tasty burrito, beef, cheese, green chili, and etc. Then she has it smothered with green chili. Is it still a burrito? That's an enchilada. A burrito, you can hold that thing with both hands. You can grip it with both hands, and that thing is made to be eaten while maybe messily, but that thing is made to be eaten while you're driving down the highway. If you can't eat it while you're driving down the highway, it's not a burrito. I'm sorry, your wife is living a lie. And speaking of wives, I saw this, and this is something we're implementing in our house. This is a story out of News Nation Now. Stricter rules may be coming for dishwashers. Now, I haven't given the wife a heads up about this yet, but I've already told her, look, from now on, there's going to be a list of chores and stuff like that. What, Chris? There's going to be a curfew. I am all on board with the stricter. I'm all on board with the stricter rules. All right, focus. Dear part-time radio host, our small town in Tennessee is being invaded by out-of-towners and not people that support our blood-red values. Let your listeners know the small town in Tennessee called Boone's Creek. Oh, he said it's at the foot of the Appalachian Mountains. I love Tennessee so much. Hey, you hear that? You're trying to get out of your blue area and you want to vote like a sane person and be an anti-communist? Boone's Creek, Tennessee needs your help. Go help them. Get out of your garbage area and go help the people in Tennessee. Jesse, I started listening to you about a year ago. First time I heard you, I thought you were an African-American gay dude. Ha ha, my apologies. You are the man. I still listen every day. Do I sound like a black gay dude? What does that even mean? Oh, do you guys have the audio that we want? Oh, Chris, do you have it? Is it ready? All right, now I need to set this up for you. This is an old video, a few years old, I believe. This is what you're about to hear is real. I can't stress this enough. This is real. The gentleman, you'll hear who he is, he's in Uganda. This is in Uganda. Uganda's a much more traditional values place. And clearly he didn't ask for this interview, but he sits down with a transgender gay activist. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Now, this is cut up a little bit. They cut the funniest parts of the interview up. But, well, Chris, just let everyone hear how it went.
In the studio this morning, one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What shows that I'm gay?
You are a transgender, yes, and you're a gay rights activist and an outspoken lesbian, homosexual. How can I describe you? Now, we're looking at the raging debate. You're a gay rights activist. Why should someone be gay? You're having a girlfriend.
Yes.
Do you perform the natural obligations?
I'm not sexually active right now.
So what are
by
you doing
choice.
With this lady?
By choice.
By choice.
Yeah. I've chosen not to engage.
Doesn't that make you gay?
What do you mean, doesn't that make me gay? I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
I can't. He was so confused. He didn't understand at all. So wait, who's gay? What? And he doesn't understand these modern sensibilities of people. So he's trying to figure out, should I call you Mister? How do I address you? I don't even understand. Oh gosh. Oh, we're totally getting in trouble for that one too. That's great. San Francisco. I can't. Oh. Focus. Quit, Chris. That's enough.
But my focus is just stay focused.
San Francisco Target store experiences 10 thefts per day. 10 thefts per day. Wrap your mind around that. 10. That means you could, I'm not even going to give you the name of it because someone will do it. You could go sit in that Target store with a cell phone camera and just record people committing crimes all day long. Think how crazy that is. Think how nutso the future of blue cities is. Because not only has San Francisco done this, remember, there's no indication they're turning things around. There's no indication that people are going to change their ways. And maybe you're sitting there saying, yeah, they ran out their DA, that Chesa Boudin. Yeah, but they got another one. It's not like they changed anything. They got mad at one guy and put the same guy back in there. It's really sad what's happened to America's cities. And I never, in all my travels, I never went to San Francisco. And I heard back, yeah, I know, Chris. And I heard back in the day, it was so beautiful. I've been to the airport, but that, do we count the airport? No? Neither of you say? I was in San Francisco. I kind of. The airport's kind of San Francisco. It doesn't count. Crap. I wanted it to count. All right, never mind. Let's move on to a Soros-backed DA who's about to get elected if something isn't done. You want another one of these guys? It's coming. Before we get to that, there's something else that's coming. Economic trouble. I saw today that banks, more so than you even think, they're buying up gold. Why would banks be buying up gold? Why would a bank owner, who I know personally, call me? Well, she texted me, if we're being honest. And he texted me and asked me where the best place to buy real estate in gold was. Why would a guy at a bank do that? Because they think trouble's coming. Buy real estate, man. Real estate. When everything else starts to burn and pop and the bubbles are bursting everywhere, you will have lasting value. Done for you real estate handles this for you. They handle it for you. They get the financing. They get it insured. They manage the closing. They handle the rental process. But it's hard money. Money you can touch and feel. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and protect your wealth, man. Doneforyoujesse.com. Go now. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get back to the Jim Jordan comments. I'm going to play them again in a second. But the war on literally continues to heat up.
It is Congress's job. And I get your question, Josh, but this is their constitutional.
Why? It has to stop. Someone has to stop it, Chris. And I'm the man to stop it. And you know what? Here's what's great about that. I'm strong enough to stop it. Thanks to Chalk. My partners at Chalk, my friends at Chalk, partner actually made that sound weird, but my friends at Chalk, they have equipped me because I've been on a male vitality stack for a year. I'm now the one who's ready to take on the word literally. Remember, our word death squad, we are only recruiting members for our death squad to kill the word literally. We're only recruiting members who are on male vitality stacks from Chalk. I can't trust that you have the testosterone necessary for this fight. Ladies, you have to be on a female vitality stack. I can't have you crapping out on me at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Jesse, I'm too tired. I can't fight against literally anymore. I can't have it. So if you're on a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack, natural herbal supplements, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. If you're on that,
You can be part of our Word Death Squad. If you're not part of that, well, then you're out. Sorry, we have strict standards here on my Death Squad, all right? If you want to be part of the team, the death team, you have to go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Seriously, 90 days. Take it and then email me and tell me how you feel. I want you to. 90 days. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chris, dial up that Jim Jordan stuff again, because it really is. I do believe the reason I'm playing this so much today, the system is going to use this to run Joe Biden out so he can't run for president. It's a big deal. What's happening is a big deal.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family. And the fundamental question is the one Byron just raised. For what? What did they do? What was the business? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What did they do to warrant receipt of the money? That is the fundamental question, and no one seems to have an answer to that fundamental question.
We do have the answer. Corruption is what they did. This is something we always have to keep in mind, that when we were trying to figure out what exactly the Bidens did to have the money sent, to warrant someone sending them money, remember, Joe Biden doesn't make any money. Now, I'm not thumbing my nose at 165, 170 grand a year. That's major money, but it's not major enough to have foreign oligarchs writing your son million-dollar checks. It's enough for you to have a landscaper to mow the lawn, but it's not enough for foreign influence. So the money we're talking about is your money. It's my money. That is something we have to keep in mind. Now, something else we need to keep in mind, Pittsburgh. George Soros is trying to buy another DA seat. And the reason I bring this up, I understand full well that probably 99% of you don't live in Pittsburgh, but I love Pittsburgh. I was born in Steubenville, Ohio, grew up until I was 10 in Toronto, Ohio. And if you look at a map, that's right on the Ohio River, and right across that river is Pittsburgh. My grandpa, my dad's dad, Grandpa Jack, had season tickets to the Pittsburgh Steelers. My sister doesn't watch the NFL anymore because she's an anti-communist like me, but she lived and died for the Steelers. When I was a kid, if it was going to be a nice night out, and I'm talking Red Lobster, something high end, we would go to Pittsburgh. It was, in all seriousness, it was a treat for us. Pittsburgh was the day. I have such fond memories of Pittsburgh. I freaking love Pittsburgh. You understand that if Matt Dugan wins in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is going to descend into hell the way Philly has, the way San Francisco has, the way Chicago has, and it steams me to no end. So in the off chance that you're listening to me in Pittsburgh and you care enough to go vote in this DA race, whoever else is on the ballot, do not vote for Matt Dugan. And you might want to send out a text right now if you know someone in Pittsburgh and let them know the end of your city, the end of it, is Matt Dugan being elected. If Matt Dugan is DA, you will see Pittsburgh descend into hell. And then the same thing will happen there that's happening in places like San Francisco and New York and otherwise. Businesses are packing up and they're leaving. Decent people are packing up and leaving. The street animals will take over the streets. The cops, the good cops, I should say, they'll be totally disenfranchised and they'll leave because they'll want to go be cops somewhere where they can be appreciated. And bad cops will fill up the police force. Soon that will be corrupt cops filling up the police force. And your town will belong to corrupt politicians, gangsters, and corrupt cops. That's the future of Pittsburgh. That's the future of several cities. Look, that's the now for places like Philadelphia. New York's quickly going that way. That's where we're at. Pittsburgh, don't let it happen. All right. We have to talk briefly about this. Oh, what? Look, you want to know what's coming for you? Pittsburgh, if you make the wrong choice? Man fatally shoots a canvasser for anti-gun Philadelphia Democrat. Both of them are part of that candidate's campaign. Well, both of them are cheering for her. Name is Helen Jim in Philadelphia. Her people are shooting her other people. That's what it's like to campaign now in Philadelphia. Looking forward to that, Pittsburgh? Sound like a good time? Matt Dugan is going to bring you down. Bring you down to Chinatown. Chris, that doesn't make any... What, Chris? Well, I just have always wanted to say that in some kind of dramatic form. I think I nailed it that time. I do. I think I did. All right. This woman, she totally murdered her husband and then wrote a book about it. That's not funny, but we'll probably laugh. And then we're going to get to some emails because I've been a little lax on that for an email, supposedly email-centric show. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I remember that time I was with, I think it was the wife who thought, he said, I guess it rains down in Africa. Look, I'll be honest with you. I never really knew what they were saying either. I knew it rained in Africa and that's what they were singing about. That seems important. Rain is good. Rain is good. Woman who wrote a book on grief after her husband's death is charged with his murder. It's not funny. Look, it's not funny. So don't laugh. It is a little funny though. Think about how evil you have to be though when you wrap your mind around that. She's a mother of three. She killed him, made him a drink, put fentanyl in his drink, allegedly, kills him, calls 911, and then writes a book talking about how sad she was about him being dead. That is, man, alive. I got to tell you, I knew marriage killed you. I just didn't know it was that bad. Hey, Jesse, President Trump can be pro-COVID vaccine while now being anti-COVID vaccine. All right, this is what this guy says. It's simple. The COVID vaccine was originally for the Alpha variant, and it was great to get older people and or people with core morbidities through the lethal strain. It got us over the COVID hump to bring us to less lethal variants. It was never needed, should never have been mandated, especially healthy young people. I can't tell what this guy thinks about it, because then he says, please be smart, President Trump. Would love to know who's advised. Oh, I think he was being sarcastic about this whole thing. And he said, P.S., I wanted to let you know you can pre-order the Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. Look, the Trump campaign, as of now, has very clearly settled on a strategy for COVID. COVID lockdowns are extremely unpopular with the GOP base. The COVID vaccine is extremely unpopular with the GOP base, especially now that we know it doesn't slow the spread, doesn't stop the spread. It wears off in like 2 minutes. It's extremely unpopular. They have chosen to go with the tactic of, we hope people kind of forget and move on from it. And to be fair, I don't know that that's a dumb strategy. I think a lot of people will forget and move on, or a lot of people will, they will understandably think there are more positives to Trump than there are negatives. I can't let that hold me back from voting for Trump. I just can't do it. I get that way of thinking. I don't know that that's a dumb campaign strategy. Personally, as I've said several times for you new listeners, I will vote. I don't know who I'm voting for in the primary, but my two issues, and you have your own issues, and they should be your issues. Don't vote on mine unless you feel they're most important. I will vote based on what you say about COVID lockdowns and stuff, and I will vote based on what you say about the FBI. As of right now, the Trump camp has decided they're going to go with, what did he just say at that rally? We did everything perfectly. That's what he said. We did everything perfectly. And he said, we saved hundreds of millions of lives with the vaccine. I understand the strategy. I do. It's just not a strategy that will be able to earn my vote. If they change that strategy, happy to vote for Trump again. That's not going to work for me. That's lives were wrecked. Lives were destroyed. And this is where people will generally respond and say, well, he can't. You know he won't be able to do that. Okay, well, then I won't be able to vote. That's all there is to it. That's how I'm voting. I want a reckoning. I want COVID people thrown in prison. In the very least, I want people to apologize or own it, at least partially own it. If you look in my face and tell me everything's perfect, that's just not going to work for me. That's all there is to it. Historical Oracle, catching up on the podcast. When you buy your boat, you'll need something to cover the shiny spots on your noggin. Would you go flat cap like the skipper from Gilligan Island? I would go flat cap. I totally would go flat cap. I could roll that off. I could pull that off. Here, by the way, is Kristen Sinema, who's completely going to get elected forever in Arizona.
The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
Okay. That wasn't Kristen Sinema at all, unless she's been smoking a lot of Marlboro Reds. Let's once again, no, Chris, let's go to the tape. Is this Kristen Sinema?
The Biden administration had 2 years.
Oh, wait, that one is. I pressed the wrong button. This doesn't sound like her.
The border is not open. It has not been open.
And I'll be honest, I thought she was kind of hot until I heard her voice sounds like this.
The border is not open.
No, I'm kidding. That's not her.
The Biden administration had 2 years to prepare for this and did not do so. And our state is going to bear the brunt. And migrants will be in crisis as soon as next week. It will be a humanitarian crisis because we are not prepared.
Okay. Here's the problem with Sinema. She got elected in Arizona. Remember, I ran for Congress twice in Arizona when she was in the state legislature there. And it was well known in the state legislature. Well, she was well known in the state legislature for a couple things. I'll put it to you that way. She's well known for what, Chris? I said she was well known for a couple things. Did I elaborate? No, I didn't. She was well known for things in the state legislature, but among the other things she was well known for and popular, she was well known to be a very, very, very savvy politician. She's always been a very savvy politician. She was known to be a far left liberal radical in Arizona, and now she gets elected as a Democrat in the kind of purplish state of Arizona. Now she's known as kind of the moderate, sane voice out there. It steams me. Because just like Joe Manchin in West Virginia, on the big ones that matter, she's going to do us wrong and vote with them. But every now and then, she'll throw a little bone out there. She'll make a little statement like this that make you think, maybe she's kind of on my side.
The Biden administration had 2 years to prepare for this and did not do so. And our state is going to bear the brunt. And migrants will be in crisis as soon as next week.
Okay, one, I don't care. Two, they're not migrants, they're illegal immigrants. And three, see what I mean? See that little criticism of the Biden administration? That's the kind of thing that's going to keep her elected in Arizona for a long time, and that sucks. This is that same game Joe Manchin's been playing on West Virginia. Well, I'm a Democrat, but no, we don't need to spend too much. And no, I definitely love coal. I'm not going to sign on with this radical climate agenda. Oh, look, here I am voting for the Inflation Reduction Act. That's just a big Green New Deal. Hey, I love you, West Virginia. Look how down home in West Virginia I am. Oh, barf. Dear Rambo, this is actually a style question. When a man's hairline starts to tactically retreat like yours, that's not very nice, should he grow his beard out more to compensate? Not caveman long, just another inch or two. Okay, this is something, I'll be honest with you, I've been struggling with this. I've been struggling with when and how do I go from the amount of hair I have on top to buzzing it down. I don't want to say it's going to be full out shiny scalp, it probably won't, but I've got to have it buzzed way down. The hair is thinning, it's retreating, it's not working. The beard isn't going to go anywhere. The question is, how do you do this? Because not only is the radio show simulcast, but I have a TV show on the first TV every single night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So people are seeing me. They get the great honor of seeing me every single day. What, Chris? But people are seeing me every day. So do you do like a get a haircut one day and then maybe go the next day and shave it down another half inch? And then the next day, another half inch until it's down. But that's almost too fast of a transition, I think. I'm not sure how to go about this. Or do you just rip it like a Band-Aid? And I show up on television one night and it's just pretty much buzzed down. I think maybe you rip it like a Band-Aid. What, Chris? Would I shave it? I don't think I want to go shiny scalp. Not that I have anything against shiny scalp. I just don't. I can see myself cutting my head. I have this spot on top of my head where I feel like my fingers on it now. I feel like it takes a little dip. Oh, yeah, I feel it now. It definitely takes a little dip. My head might be a little bit misshapen. I'm sure I was probably dropped and banged around a lot as a kid. Anyway, something to think about. Something to think about. We have headlines I didn't get to and other things still to come. But first, we have you and your marksmanship. It's very difficult to hit what you aim at when you're scared. I just want to make sure you know that when you're there at the range in a controlled environment and everything's fine and you're hitting your shots, that's fine and good and that's necessary. But once you're scared, once you're breathing fast, once your heart is pumping, once your palms are sweaty, you will revert back to the level of your training. That's what we were always taught. That's why Green Berets use Mantis X. That's why the Marines use Mantis X. Because it will train you to the level that will keep you shooting accurately in a way that will save your life if, God forbid, you ever need it. Go get one. Get one for mom for Mother's Day. Go to MantisX.com, right? We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We are going to get to a couple more emails here real quickly. Then we have to get to headlines I didn't get to. I do want to play this again from today. It's just, I feel like this is a day that we will remember. The system is going to use the Hunter Biden charges that are already pending, and they're going to use it in conjunction with these discoveries by the GOP, and they're going to run Joe Biden out. I'm telling you, they're running Joe Biden out of office.
New information investigators have uncovered regarding the transfer of money from foreign entities to the Biden family. Many of the wire payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president and leading the United States efforts in these countries. First instance, while Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And
it boggles the mind how, I don't want to say lacking, how evil the media is in this country. Because you should have a media. If you want to remain a free country, you should have a media that would attack a story like that before he goes into the White House. Because that's what the craziest thing about all this is. And I don't think Joe Biden's going to run for office again, as I've said. But Joe Biden's president for the next 2 years. We accepted that? That there's nothing we can do? And we look at things like the border right now. Everyone's talking about the border and the 750,000 people coming for the border and how bad it's going to be.
I think that there is no question that this is going to be extremely challenging. I do not want to understate the severity of the challenge that we expect to encounter.
And you have all these, you have Greg Abbott sending troops down to the border, and we should send troops down to the border and send this. But the truth is, all those people who are coming to America because of the policies of the Biden administration, they're getting into America, and nothing can stop it. Think about that. Because Joe Biden is president, nothing can stop it. Because we don't have a media, we have, well, apparatchiks. Joe Biden became president. when he's been corrupt his whole life, and now our country has been invaded for 2.5 years and will be invaded for another 1.5 years at the very least, and nothing can stop it. Late stage Republic stuff, man. That's not the most devastating news. You know, you want to know what the most devastating thing is? I'm traveling today. Don't worry, I'll be here tomorrow, but I've got some traveling to do today. Had to pack a bag, and I had to pack a bag quickly. I was helping the wife get the kids ready for school and everything. I had to pack a bag quickly, and I forgot to pack my slippers, my MyPillow slippers. You see, once you strap on some all-season slippers from MyPillow, you don't travel without them. When you're walking around your hotel room, you're in your slippers. I tried to wear them on an airplane once, but the wife said no. Either way, they're indoor, they're outdoor. You can get them for $25 right now. They're normally $149.98. It's another closeout sale on the all-season slippers. Go get you some slippers, man. They're glorious. You won't leave home without them unless you're an idiot and forgot them. They're still sitting at the house. Dang it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Go get you some all-season slippers while you're stealing them, man. $120 off? Go now. Chris, yeah, play that Jim Jordan cut one more time before we get to headlines.
Suspicious activity reports. The key word in that phrase is the word suspicious. There are 170 of those reports, many of them put together by the Treasury Department of our government in the Obama-Biden administration. So 170 of those that the committee has reviewed, thousands of pages of bank records the committee has reviewed, and that has told us that there are now multiple, as Mr. Donald just said, multiple LLCs receiving money from foreign entities and paying that money out to multiple members of the Biden family.
Crime family. That's what that is, a political crime family. And he's president of the United States of America.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
A Hernando County road will be named for Rush Limbaugh as Florida lawmakers greenlight billions of dollars for road projects. That's really cool. Finally, we're getting some kind of appropriate homage paid for Rush Limbaugh. Researchers craft a fully edible battery. Who asked for this? Tucker is back and exclusively on Twitter. And just a quick reminder how the system responded to this.
Okay. Well, listen, Twitter was already under fire for misinformation, disinformation, all-out lies, anti-Semitism, right, racism, before Elon Musk took over. And now it's gotten kind of crazy, right? Seemingly unmoored, if you will. Will anybody be able to police what Carlson says?
Just a reminder, they're not Democrats. They're communists now. I'm sorry. JFK's gone. All these people are communists. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg wins medals at a Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament. That's actually kind of cool. Jordan Neely was on New York City's list of top 50 mentally ill homeless people in need of urgent help. Somebody made a top 50 list? Okay. Oregonians blast lawmakers over proposed bill to legalize homeless camps. You know what's so wild? What ticks me off to no end is we've allowed the communists to take places like Oregon and Washington and California, because the West Coast of the United States of America, Chris, I know you've never left the state of Texas, but the West Coast of the United States of America is so stupid beautiful. Gosh, that sucks. Brett Favre calls for a Fox boycott over Tucker Carlson's departure. Man, remember when athletes used to have some guts? DeSantis bans Chinese agents, citizens of other countries of concern from buying real estate in Florida. It's wild that that has to be done at a state level. How in the world is that not federal law that China and companies connected directly with the Chinese Communist Party, they're just allowed to buy up mass quantities of America? Golly. Biden McCarthy aimed to break the U.S. debt ceiling standoff as a default crisis looms. We're totally going into default. It's going to be epic. I can't wait. I've been wanting the government to shut down forever. This is a dream come true for me. Shut it down. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.